is this strong notion of entitlement.
Oh.
That really underlines any sense of ourselves as receivers of gifts. Paul Tournier, the Christian psychologist, some of you may have read years ago, he once said that no gift can bring joy to the one who has a right to everything. Mm-hmm. No gift can bring joy to one who has a right to everything. And I think if we're entitled to everything, we're grateful for nothing. And so I think that's a difficult issue. There's a healthy notion of entitlement. There's always sort of subtle issues here. Because there's a notion of entitlement that's tied to a sense of personhood and dignity and rights and so on, equality and equal regard. That's not what I'm talking about. But when that's really exaggerated, it brings continual dissatisfaction and an incapacity to see anything as a gift. And some of you may have endured phases with teenagers in your house where they sort of thought that they were the center of the universe and they were entitled. You know, everything revolved around them. It's a very difficult stage. The problem is that for some people, they don't ever outgrow it. And, you know, there's a sort of a chronic sense of entitlement and dissatisfaction that everybody owes them some kind of debt. And life can be difficult in those circumstances. So entitlement is one issue. A second one is this sort of chronic grumbling. And grumbling is highly contagious, very destructive to community. Again, think about the children of Israel in the desert. After their miraculous deliverance, turn toward grumbling, and with pretty significant consequences, actually. I talk about in the book C.S. Lewis's story in The Great Divorce, some of you are familiar with it,
yeah.
Where they take the bus into Greytown, and it's an amazing little story about the practice of grumbling. And he talks about how someone can go from grumbling to becoming a grumble. And that's a significant shift there. All of us do occasional grumbling. But and that's different from sort of making grumbling a way of life or part of your identity. And he talks about starting out in a grumbling mood, but then eventually the grumble takes over. And he describes it as going on and on like a machine, like a grumble machine, and that's all that's left of the person. So that's the kind of, he captures the picture of the misery of a person who, all that's left of the person is the grumble. Actually, it's a terrible image. And the antidote, once again, is gratitude. I think grumbling or complaining is a little bit more complicated than that sometimes, though. And I was reading the Rule of Benedict. Are some of you familiar with the rule? There's quite a lot of attention to grumbling in the rule, partly because grumbling is a major threat to community. So the Benedictine rule has governed Benedictine monastic life for 1,500 years. And the grumbling is seen as a threat to communal life and goodness. And so it regularly warns against brothers who grumble. But actually it shows remarkable sensitivity to circumstances that can cause unnecessary hardships. So it warns the leaders not to do things that will cause what Benedictine calls justifiable grumbling. Which I think is interesting because I think especially leaders can use the critique of grumbling as a way to silence legitimate dissent and criticism. Quit your complaining and so on. But really, the complaining is a legitimate critique. And so I liked that sort of language of justifiable grumbling and warning that you need to be careful that what you're doing is not causing legitimate complaint. Legitimate criticism and dissent are not the same as grumbling. Of course, it's easy for leaders to complain about our congregations and communities because there's always something wrong. War stories or complaints about difficult congregations can become pastors' chief topics of conversation when they gather. Dietrich Bonhoeffer warns pastors, though, not to complain about their congregations, and certainly, he says, never to other people, but also not to God. He reminds us that we have not been entrusted with congregations so we can become their accusers.